Moritz Julius Bonn, Homecoming. German edition of his autobiography, Wandering Scholar. So macht man Geschichte, 1953.
The German people lacks political memory. It keeps allowing itself to be readily seduced by sedulous Pied Pipers into forgetting that which is inconvenient to them. Today, too, it seems that one is prepared to forget everything that might keep distressing memories alive. From a human point of view, it is quite understandable, though not exactly edifying, that all those who have directly participated in the regime's atrocities wish to forget what they have done and expect the same from their fellow citizens, so that in return they will provide them with the moral equality that they have forever forfeited, even if it is restored to them by formal legal decision. And it is quite understandable that the masses of the German people try to trivialize the events of the past so as to rid themselves of the pressures of shared responsibility encumbering them. Yet, it is alarming that through this wish to forget, they attempt to take the responsibility for German suffering off the shoulders of those who have caused it. Regarding the murder of Jews and bestialities against prisoners of war, one might make excuses of not having known. Today, one might not want to know all that. At times, the visitor is enveloped by a whiff of the Kulturkampf, the cultural struggle thought to be long over. Social democracy has been pushed to the opposition benches where it can conduct itself as the carrier of pacifist nationalism and hereby strengthen and simultaneously burden, become the ruling party in new elections. In the current government coalition, the entrepreneurial class emerges with the growing claim to leadership despite its past abject failure in the political realm, where it joins forces with other entrepreneurial groups for purposes of international cooperation. And internationalism arises that is contingent on nationalistic, not even national, self-interest. In the political realm, one receives the impression that infinitely much has been forgotten and little has been learned. It is mainly this forgetting that prevents the visitor from becoming a homecomer. His homeland is dead. Today's Germany is far more uprooted than the emigrated German. It will take a long time until young people, who first must find solid ground under their feet again, will have the time and mind to explore the connections with the past. Only after this has happened will the doors to the homeland open up for permanent homecoming. By then, however, it will be too late for him.